Chancel. Now we stand in the chancel. In the last century, the choir would have sat here leading the singing parts of worship. The rector's seat would have been situated here, along with a special chair for the Bishop of Ely.
Earlier, we were at the tower room, the cell, a place of private meeting and prayer. By contrast, the chancel is about public, communal worship and collective prayer, which unifies us. Today, the chancel is a place for daily acts of prayer and worship, which anyone can join. During the pandemic, we've developed a daily morning act of prayer at 8:15 on WhatsApp, which everyone is invited to join with. Please just ask. As we move into the new building, some of this may be led from the chancel as we develop our discipline of prayer. Such planned times and intentional gathering provide a structure, a discipline by which we come with others to God, whether we like those others or not. You might notice that the Lord's Prayer begins, "Our Father." When Jesus taught us to pray, he expected his people to come together. Praying is a group activity.
In traditional Christian communities, this space would be called the chapel, and you are welcome to come here to take a seat and pray, alone or with friends and strangers. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.